माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा भाई गौर प्रेमानंदे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्री श्री ललिता विशाखा राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ की जय श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय श्री श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की जय श्री जनार्दन जी महाराज की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय ओम नमो भगवते వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరి కృష్ణ హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 13 ధృతరాష్ట్ర క్విట్స్ హోమ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 12 and 13. ఇత్యుక్తో ధర్మరాజేన సర్వం తత్ సమవర్ణయత్ యథానుభూతం క్రమశో వినాయదుకులక్షయం. ఇత్యుక్తో ధర్మరాజేన సర్వం తత్ సమవర్ణయత్ యథానుభూతం క్రమశో వినాయదుకులక్షయం. ఇత్యుక్తో ధర్మరాజేన సర్వం తత్ సమవర్ణయత్ యథానుభూతం క్రమశో వినాయదుకులక్షయం. సర్వం తత్ సమవర్ణయత్ యథానుభూతం క్రమశో వినాయదుక్కులక్షయం. ఎస్ ఇత్యుక్తో ధర్మరాజేన సర్వం తత్తమవర్ణయత్ యథానుభూతం క్రమశో వినాయదుక్కులక్షయం. ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్? ఇత్యుక్తో ధర్మరాజేన సర్వం యత్తమ దక్షిణ యథానుభూతం క్రమశో వినాయదుక్కులక్షయం. ఇతి దస్ ఉక్తః బీయింగ్ ఆస్క్డ్ ధర్మరాజేన బై కింగ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ సర్వం ఆల్ తత్ దాట్ సమవర్ణయత్ ప్రాపర్లీ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యథా అనుభూతాం యాజ్ హీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ క్రమశ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అనదర్ వినా without
Yadukulakshayam, annihilation of Yadu dynasty.
Translation. Thus being questioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir, Mahatma Vidur gradually described everything he had personally experienced, except news of annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. There is no purport, so we'll just read the next shloka, 13th shloka. Nanma priyam durvishaham. Nanva priyam durvishaham nanam swayam upasthitam. Navedayat sakaruno dukkitan drashtum akshaha. Drushtitam dukkitam drashtum akshamaha. Nanva priyam durvishaham nanam swayam upasthitam. Navedayat sakaruno dukkitan drashtum akshamaha. Translation. Compassionate Mahatma Vidur could not stand to see the Pandavas distressed at any time. Therefore, he did not disclose this unpalatable and unbearable incident because calamities come on their own accord. This incident means of the annihilation of Yadu dynasty. Purport. According to Niti Shastra, civic laws, one should not speak an unpalatable truth to cause distress to others. Distress comes upon us in its own accord by the way, by the laws of nature. So one should not aggravate it by propaganda. For a compassionate soul like Vidur, especially in his dealings with the beloved Pandavas, it was almost impossible to disclose an unpalatable piece of news like annihilation of Yadu dynasty. Therefore, he purposely refrained from it. Hare Krishna. Maybe some of you can come and sit here. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you very much. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Kadamayam Dadati Subhapadantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, everybody. Let us see what reveals. In Upadeshamruta, there is one verse. Everybody knows, Dadami Pratigrunami Guyam Akhyati Pruchati. Is that right? Guyam Akhyati Pruchati Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva Shadbhir Priti Lakshanam. Is that right? So, when we take up Krishna consciousness seriously, we are supposed to do this. It is not just chanting Hare Krishna, following four principles, reading scriptures for one's own self. It is also important to develop a relationship with devotees, and that too not official professional relationships, but relationship of love, relationship bond, heart to heart bond, affection, hankering for each other's association. If not all around us, at least few of us, like Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadas Rupa Rakunata Pate Hoito Akuti. So there are at least few we should have, whom we should hanker for. And for that, these simple things like eating prasad together and giving gifts to each other. In our Indian culture, it's so wonderful thing. Whenever we go anywhere, we carry gifts. And whenever we go anywhere, they give gifts to us. Maybe token, small, but you know, there is a wonderful feeling. And however rich a person may be, if he receives some gift, he feels nice. However insignificant or significant the gift may be. So there is a lot of potential in these basic things which are given by Rupa Goswami. And you will find all of them in 11th canto, where the Navayogendras are discussing with Karabhajana. Is that right? Karabhajan, King Karabhajana? So each one will had answered one question. In that all these things are there. All that, those things are derived in a very concise form in Upadeshamrita. And then comes Guhyam Akhyati Pruchati. Then we sufficiently invest into these relationships by giving gifts, by eating together, giving prasadam, taking prasadam, sharing prasadam, bringing it from the holy place and giving to somebody, and receiving it from somebody when he comes or she comes from holy place. So that is an expression of love. Why will I bring somebody prasadam from Barsana and pack it up nicely, 4-5 packets, and give it to some devotee? This is for you. I packed for you. It is just to show I love you. I care for you. I value you. You are a very important person in my life. So these are feelings which need to be cultivated. And when we have such a devotional friendship, loving relationship with fellow devotees, then our spiritual life becomes very natural and very blissful. Spiritual life should not become like tapasya, 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Traveling to holy places, it's all, it can be tapasya. Sometimes traveling from one place to another in Mumbai is tapasya only. But we do it willingly, happily. Because there is a bliss involved once you reach to the holy place. But at the same time, we understand that spiritual life is not tapasya at all, actually. And in the course of time, you will all understand, it's only susukham kartum avyayam. For mother, raising a child is not tapasya. But if you are not, if the baby is not yours and is given to you to raise, it's a big tapasya. Why it is not tapasya for the baby? The mother has so much love for the child. When love comes, tapasya vanishes. Everything becomes, all so-called pains are called as labor of love. Huh? It's a very wonderful terminology, labor of love, which we want to take up, that labor. We want to take up again and again. And it gives great joy to people who have that labor of love. So, what continues our spiritual life? How we can continue on the path of spiritual life, which is at times very testing also. It's not always, you know, cakewalk or, you know, walking on the rose petals. It's many times walking on the thorns. But why people keep still walking on the path of thorns? Because there's so much joy involved in that. And the joy is only of relationship. Please understand, we may not receive the joy through chanting immediately. It's a very high stage to derive joy from chanting Hare Krishna. Or derive joy from hearing Krishna Katha. One has to develop taste for that. And for that taste also, devotees are involved. Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. There also, unless you serve the devotees, you don't get the taste. I've heard several times, by serving devotees with love and affection, we receive humility as gift. We receive tolerance as gift. These are all sometimes very difficult to achieve. Humility is not easy to be achieved. Or tolerance, to tolerate things going on in the world is very difficult. But by the virtue of serving devotees and thus by pleasing devotees and thus pleasing Krishna, the virtues just drop in you. Tolerance, humility, respectfulness to others, serving others. So, devotees are important ingredients into all this process. It may be chanting, it may be visiting holy places, it may be reading scriptures, worshipping Tulsi and so forth. Devotees are the pivotal existence. Around that, all these things are woven with the foundation of association of devotees. And His Holiness Samal Krishna Maharaj has said, the Prabhupada built the temples so that devotees can do Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. That means two kinds of devotees. Those devotees who come from outside, they do Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati, open their hearts and hear from the hearts of others in temple. And second is, those who stay in temple, they also do that. Don't think that you are not supposed to do that and only outsiders should do with you and you should do with outsiders. No, the very much importance of staying here 24 hours in a day, all the time, is to find solace in somebody so that you can open your heart and hear the heart of a fellow loving devotee. Because whether you stay in temple, whether you stay outside the temple, grihe thako, vanne thako, or bandire thako, wherever you are there are always troubles. Always mental troubles, physical troubles, difficulties. So everywhere we are in the material world. But how do we survive? There is somebody or somebodies, some more people are there who are supporting us, helping us to go through the passage blissfully, happily, gratefully, gracefully. So the essence of all this thing is Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. Guhyam Akhyati, asking, and Pruchyati, listening. Akhyati means speaking, Pruchyati means asking, giving gifts, taking gifts, eating prasad together, sharing prasad together. The whole purpose is to develop love. It's Priti Lakshanam. It is not advancement Lakshanam. It is Priti Lakshanam, which is essential for advancement, right? And this Priti only we are hankering for. Even in material life, when we are not practicing spiritual people, we are looking for love only. I look love from my mother, my wife, my husband, my children, my relatives, my neighbor. Even the dog is looking for love, wagging his tail. Everybody is looking for love. And this love is the only nourishment. And when love is there, you know, automatically tolerance comes. When the mother loves the child, and the child vomits on the face or chest of the mother, from where the tolerance comes? It's because of love. So love is the faculty which actually has storehouse of all the other needful qualities that you have to have for progressing in bhakti. It becomes very easy. If I don't love you, I am very intolerant to you. I just can't stand you. But I happen to love you, then I just accommodate all your faults, all your mistakes, all your offenses, all your apradhs. So, theek hai. How mother will say, he's my child anyways. Mother will tell, he's your younger brother anyways. Somebody will say, she's your grandmother anyway. Why are you getting angry? So when we say that she's your child, she's your younger brother, grandmother, it means you are trying to capitalize on the loving relationship that you are supposed to have with that person. Because you love your younger brother, you love your child, you love your husband, you love your wife, love your fellow people around you. As soon as that comes in, all the wonderful things happen. All the problems actually in the life is because we love somebody and we don't love somebody. And when we love somebody, there are less problems because we just go on digesting, accumulating and accommodating everything. And the moment that love faculty is not there, so many difficulties are. I can't stand this colleague, I can't work with him, impossible, I give up. Big, big projects in bhakti, in devotional service, how they carry on? Not because somebody is raising funds, or somebody is a good manager, somebody is a good, you know, trained personality. They just survive or thrive on the loving relationship of the devotees who handle those projects. Very simple. We should not think Radha Gopinath Temple, Govardhaniko Village, Bhakti Vedanta Hospital, Gopal's Garden, and so forth are growing progressively. Because there are very good managers, you know, very good people who are very good, highly trained in management skills and fundraising, and they are expert. No, that is not true.
at all, not at all true.
Because they have out of love, out of loving relationship, they have learned to absorb and tolerate each other's faults and stay together. That's why projects are running. And the future of the projects lies on the same foundation of loving relationship of maybe not those group of devotees, that group of devotees, but the further group of devotees who are second line, third line devotees. And if they don't have the bond of love that the original group shared, then there's a problem. Then soon you will see deterioration. So what the acharyas cultivate? The acharyas cultivate loving bonds between devotees. The acharyas inspire loving bond between devotees. And loving bonds between devotees do not happen automatically. One has to invest in it. Why only devotees? Even family members also. Even newly married husband and wife also. You have to invest by this gift giving, talking, sharing your heart, you know, sitting together, taking prasadam. So, you cannot say enough about this subject. When His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj calls up sometimes and he doesn't ask, so how many beds are now there in the hospital? How many have increased now? Is the new building ready? How many crores? How many beds are added in that? Last month, how many surgeries you did? When is MRI coming? He's not asking anything. He's only asking one question. I have got the experience. How are the devotees relating to each other who are in the hospital? How are the doctors meeting each other? Are they meeting or not? Are you still meeting over prasadam without management discussion? See how important it is. Without management discussion, without discussing about patients and management, how often you are meeting, take prasad together and discuss Krishna Katha. Well, that is what is the glue, not the discussion about patient. It's a professional discussion. CME, Continued Medical Education. But what takes the project on is the bond between the people who run the show. How much love they share, how much care they share for each other. And that's how projects run. Why Tatas are so much wanted? Because they have such bond with the leaders, you know, the leader Tatas. The grassroots level also, people are joining at young age and retiring from that company. Because they have bond with the family. People, they have developed bond, top people have developed bond with the grassroots people. They don't consider them as employees. They consider them as family members. They care for them. I remember when there was a big textile strike in my childhood. The biggest of its kind in the history, which actually closed all the textile business in Mumbai forever. My childhood was in that area where only mills were there. People used to all go to mills, and my father had a shop where people used to come to buy things. But that strike wiped out all the textile business from Mumbai and moved to some Gujarat or some other places. And that time even Mofatlal company was on strike. The leader of the union had called the strike. So all the laborers, even from Mofatlal company, were on strike. But Mr. Arvind Mofatlal sent bonus money and sweets to the house of each staff or employees who were on strike, fighting with the management. He said, they are my family members. How will they enjoy Diwali if there is no salary, if there is no sweets? Which today's IT professional company leader will do this? But neither the employees stay more than a year and nor they are concerned with them. Everything is changing every 6 months. Nothing is constant. If you come to meet somebody as in charge this month, next month that in charge will be gone to some other company. Even the clients are sometimes surprised. Oh, which company are you now? But there is no bond. But when such bonding is there from leadership to the common people, then there is obligation. Then you feel, oh, I didn't deserve this, but still it came.
my leader loved us. He cares for us. Same thing happens family, in family also. There are many children, sometimes there is neglect. But the mother and father has to invest in each child. Not only a vertical love, but horizontal love also. Between the brothers and sisters, they have to keep working that they should not become inimical. When the mother and father are very, very busy, then what happens? The children only fight. So there is a Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Pravachan chalu hai. So there is a difficulty when there is less investment in this bond making, then there is only fight for their old age to see. Only court kacheri, only courts and you know legal litigations will be seen by the parents in the old age because they could not invest in the children in their horizontal relationships. So why we are discussing this today? Because here is a wonderful bond of love between Vidura and Pandavas. Wonderful bond of love between Bhishma Dev and Pandavas. Kunti Devi. Between Bhishma Dev, Vidura and some more people. But very less people on this side. Because all inimical people are large in number. Are always trying to create enmity and create inimical activities. So you see Vidura's unconditional love. Vidura never expected something in return from Pandavas. Bhishma Dev never expected something in return from Pandavas or Kunti or Draupadi or anybody. They were simply investing out of their virtue for righteous people, for Pandavas, who deserved everything good in life. And now we come to know, when you develop love, then what is love? Love means journey from selfishness to selflessness. What is our journey of bhakti? What are we journeying? What track we are journeying? We are traveling on the path of from selfishness to selflessness. We begin with selfishness because all of us are in material world trained to be selfish. What is it? What is there in for me? That is the first question we ask in everything. Even in temple, even in bhakti, even in devotional life, even in diksha, what is it there for me? Will I get liberated or not? That is the first question. But afterwards we learn, how do I serve? What do I do? Kim karaha? What is the best I can do for the moment? What is the best I can do for the nation? What is the best I can do for my father, for my Guru Maharaj, for my fellow devotees? So where does the I go? I automatically goes as you progress. So spiritual life is journey from selfishness to selflessness. And why this is happening, how it can happen? If love comes in between, then selfishness can be transformed into selflessness very fast. If love doesn't come in between, it takes long time. Then you keep struggling with the situation, with the system, with the temple management, with the college management, with school management, hospital management. We keep struggling only because there is no faculty called love in between, in whatever you do. How did Prabhupada endure so much of difficulties while traveling to US, while being 1 year there, afterwards traveling 14 times in the world? Because he had love for his Guru Maharaj primarily, which had transformed into Jivadaya, love for fellow living beings who were suffering in the world. He had genuine love. He didn't have any relationship with them. But due to his unconditional surrender to his Guru Maharaj, dedication to the will of Guru Maharaj, the love for the third degree advancement, Jeev Daya, had manifested his heart. And because of that, he could tolerate everything. He was so selfless about it. He was washing the plates of all youngsters who were drug addicts, leaving half-eaten fruits, plates, and he would clean them and clean the pots also, clean again next day. How could he tolerate so much? Because of love. So, then when you love somebody, another faculty comes, that you don't want the loved one to suffer at all. You cannot see or imagine or be a part of causing any pain to your beloved people. That is another higher faculty. Because we many times love people genuinely. But because of that love only we become cause of suffering for others. Whom do you feel, when do you suffer the most? When your loved one harm you or do some aparad to you. Somebody does in third degree, who cares? When your mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter does it to you, it is most, most hurting. the stronger the love, loving bond, the higher pain you get through that person only. So who can harm you the most? The most loved ones can harm you the most. But what is the maturity of that most loved one? Is to see that I never harm my closest person whom I love. There's a thought process, there's a meditation, there's a plan not to harm or not to be of any cause of suffering to my beloved. So, in that case, there is a thinking before I speak. There is thinking before I do something. There is a meditation before I plan something to do. Because every time I think, when I do certain things, are my loved ones harmed? I don't want to harm them. I may take trouble, but I will not like to harm. And that is the kind of love which all of us should achieve. Is there any way I am causing harm to my beloveds? In my devotional circle, my family circle? The sign of our growth or our progress is to the degree we think like this. Evolution of our self, of our life, or maturity is, this is the signal for that, sign for that. That we care for our beloved's well-being. So here Vidur, he can tell all the news as it is. Sometimes, we are so eager. Suppose you come to know something, it's like a purgative. When you take a purgative, you are not so satisfied till you pass. You're just so eager. Whatever it is, however it is, I want to just pass. So like that, when you get some news, the first eagerness out of immaturity we get is to just tell, I know it. I was the one who first came to know it. And I was the first who got the news on WhatsApp. I put the news. It is origin is from me. I came to know. That I came to know is so important that we don't care what is going to be effect on people when they are going to read it. And the wiser and mature person is that person. It may not harm majority, but it will harm one person. So he will not do that. That kind of sensitivity develops when you advance, actually, when you grow. So here, annihilation of Yadu dynasty is not an ordinary news. Please understand. It is Krishna's personal family of lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of people who are like Krishna's close family people who had an existence on earth, invincible existence. They were not killed. In the Mahabharata war, they were not killable by anybody. Wherever they went, nobody could kill them except themselves. And they were annihilated. How? You like to know. First we'll like to know why, how. First we'll know whether they are annihilated or not. And next question immediately will come. How? How these invincible people who were never going to be killed, even individually and collectively, how they got annihilated totally, completely? So if you know the answer, you'll be so eager to spread the news everywhere. But Vidura is that personality who's not only spiritually mature, not only generally mature, but full of love for whom he is conversing now. So they are inquiring very humbly, my dear uncle, you are a great devotee of the Lord, plus so close to us, let us know where all you went, what all you did, whom all you met, what all you learned, please share with us. So, what is said here? Vina yaduk kulakshayam. Except that he told everything. Because he didn't want Pandavas to feel bad or feel sorrowful at all. Because, it's like life of Pandavas was always filled with miseries. One after another. One after another means that continuously. Where there was bliss, only we have to find through Mahabharata, through research. Where they were actually happy. I mean, externally, they were always happy spiritually. Because they were with Krishna. They were on the different platform of bliss. But, externally speaking, even when Gopakumar went to meet, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, oh, we are not good example. Please, don't quote us. Because our life is filled with miseries. People will say, we will not like to become devotees of Krishna because this is how life goes on when you become devotee of Krishna. Look at Mother Kunti saying, counting the sequence of all the miseries. Who would like to be part of this? Better be wherever we are. We don't want to become Krishna's devotees. So he also said, we are not a good examples. So in one sense it was right. But another sense are not right also. But the point is, So many things are already happening. Why should I add on to their miseries? So there is a concern. There is a feeling behind it. And that feeling is very, very precious and very, very valuable. And there are so many examples. You know, this sensitivity is one quality which defines your evolved stage of consciousness. When you are sensitive to others. And at times you are sensitive to only your loved ones. But when you further grow into maturity, then you are sensitive to everything what you do with everybody in the world. With each word you speak during lecture, during meetings, one-to-one, to masses, address, counseling, wherever you are, this concern is there, this sensitivity is there, that I should not speak another word which is going to be harmful to others after speaking 100 words of loving feelings to you. Same thing, Vasudev Nanda Maharaj. They were foster brothers. And there was so much of love between them. So when you know all this happened with their life, you know, Kamsa killing 6 children, one of them is getting miscarriage. 8th one, you have to give up the child immediately. One already, mother is already sent there. She delivers. So my one child is there, another child is transferred from here, and my friend is looking after that. So Vasudev is always thinking, okay, I should do my duties at the same time not harm anybody. So he calls Gargamuni. And Gargamuni, he fully orients Gargamuni and they discuss fully. We have to do the Namakaran Sanskar. But at the same time, my friend Nanda Maharaj Nanda should not be harmed at all. No Bridvasis should be harmed. So it should be done incognito. Now the same concern and care, the mood of caring is there in Gargamuni also. He has come and he meets Nanda Maharaj privately and explains everything. And sensitively decide that we will not declare to anybody, we will do it in Goshala. How important it is. Suppose Vasudev must felt, we should do our children's Namkaran very gorgeously. So Gargamuni says, yes, yes, I am your Purohit, I should do the same thing. What would have happened? The danger was, yes, you are enjoying here, all Brajvasis will enjoy, no doubt about it. But the news will go to Kamsa that Gargamuni, the Kula Purohit of Vasudev, who is supposed to do all the vidhis of Vasudev's family, including the newborn children's Namakarana, he has done Namakaran of 2 children in Nandgaon or Gokul, which means those 2 children, at least one of them who is missing, is there. Let us attack Gokul and destroy the children of Nanda Maharaj. So yes, one day you will celebrate. You will eat sweets, you will dance, you will get makkhan, you will get throwing balls here and there. And next day, life will end. Everybody will be finished. So this is love. Because there was love, there was compromise done. Although desire was to celebrate like this, but it was like done in a very, very, very simple manner. You see, another sensitivity. When Vasudev saw the danger, so he sent Rohini to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj very graciously accepted her. Now in the olden days, you know, we don't see it today so much, but in olden days, when any wife would be away from her husband, she will not dress her up nicely, she will not do makeup, she will not decorate her hair, she will not wear ornaments, she will not wear good saris, she will not enter into any festivities, she will not make a public appearance in a very festive atmosphere. She will be simple, because she knows, when my husband is around, I will do all those things. And then comes the birth of Balramji, away from the husband, Vasudev, in Gokul. Now see, Nanda Maharaj is such a fantastic person. I'll tell you, his personality, his gunas are so great actually. He knows everything. All the etiquettes he knows, all the social situation he knows, all the situation personally of Rohini he knows. So what he has done? He and Yashoda, both of them made Rohini feel so, you know, comfortable. They said, oh dear Rohini, all the cows are yours. You can donate as much as cows on the occasion of birth of your son, Baldev. That time is not named, but
for your son.
Then Rohini was gifted with so many ornaments and clothes and so many auspicious things by Yashoda. And she was given free hand to feed the Brahmanas, to donate to the Brahmanas, what you would do otherwise when you are with the husband. What Kausalya did when Ram was born. She was in the kingdom of Ayodhya. So she had all the access to the treasury of Dasharatha Maharaj and she liberally used that. That kind of opportunity was given by Nanda Maharaj to Rohini Devi. This is very, very, very a sign of very elevated personality. Who thinks very deeply how to please the person in so-called sorrowful state of husband not being there. See, she would like to celebrate the birth of her child with the husband, na, who is not going to be there because he is in the jail there. So she's so sorry, but she should not miss the pleasure of having her son being born. She is under my custody and protection. So I will provide her all the possible happiness that I can provide through my wife and my own kingdom. Next is Krishna's birth. Okay, now you see the situation. Krishna's birth is, Yashoda is with husband, Nanda Maharaj is with Yashoda. They are right there in Gokul. All the cows, all the people, all the kinsmen, all wealth, all ornaments, all grains, everything is there available. And now, what do you expect? Yashoda Devi is going to distribute wealth and donations freely and liberally. She would call all the possible Brahmanas she want to call. She will call all the singers and the dancers and everything. Vandi and so many three types of singers and many types of music players and so many people are there. Elaborate arrangement is there. And everybody is going to call. But they are not forgetting that when you are in too much of happiness, somebody is neglected. When do we neglect people? When we are in too much in sorrow or too much in happiness. That's why in wedding, when we are in too much happiness, somebody is neglected and then some fight is there. Yeah, because we are in too much happiness, we don't understand the ground reality. So when we plan weddings, we see that, okay, in ecstasy, we will forget, but we will make plan before only. Sometimes in ecstasy, what happens, we are in so much trance that our luggage is kept in some and thieves are always watching. In wedding, there are many people who are in ecstasy because of wedding. So all, they keep the ornament, Mangal Sutra here, there, dresses to be changed in one room and there is nobody in the room. So, thieves are always watching and they will go and steal things during that time only. When you are doing Kanyadhan, their room is open. So we plan all this thing before. Similarly, when they actually are planning Krishna's birth celebration, Yashoda Mai went to Rohini and told, "Oh dear Rohini, please feel free to donate whatever you want to donate on the occasion of my son's birth." So she was not left out. Again she was given costly clothes, costly ornaments and the freedom and liberty to do whatever she likes, the way she likes to do as if her son is born. Because there was so much love between Yashoda and Rohini also. Rohini's son and Yashoda's son were not different. They were not treated differently, not considered in thought also differently. Oh, my child is born now, his birth is celebrated now. Now I'll just become observer. I'll just watch what's happening. They wanted her to be included as a family member, which was an important person. So this is how sensitivity works. And that is what is the caliber of an advanced Vaishnava. Prabhupada is undergoing, experiencing Guru Puja, for example. Now imagine yourself going through Guru Puja for yourself. How happy and how elated we will be. Huh? And somebody comes to offer flowers to you. And you feel that bad smell is coming. And you immediately come to know he has got caries of the tooth. So you are not lost in your own glorification. But immediately you call him aside. You give him a prescription. You give him money. Please treat your caries and solve this problem. Because also not causing bad smell but also giving pain to you. And discomfort to you. Sensitivity. He is not elated because of the glorification of Guru Puja. His compassion is beyond all the situations. His love is beyond all the situations. Then I am reminded of another sensitivity, which is, if you can scan through the scriptures, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers,
Nityananda Prabhu, his followers, the devotees interacting with each other, they are highly, highly sensitive. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he underwent that event of the death of the son of Srivas Thakur, and Srivas Thakur didn't want to disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan at any cost, and he knew his son is going to die, so he told them, don't make too much noise. And then Mahaprabhu came to know. And Mahaprabhu also came to know that Srivas Pandit didn't want to disturb me in my ecstasy of kirtan. So one lines as a manogat, you know, by to himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how will I be able to leave such devotees? Because he was planning for taking sannyas. How will I be able to leave the company of such loving devotees who care for my feelings so much? Same way, Uddhav was with gopis. And he came with some plan. Okay, I will teach them yoga. I will tell them philosophy. And with this yoga and philosophy, everybody becomes balanced. All sorrow goes away. You become, you know, samar, sukhe, dukhe, samay, kritva, labha, labha, jaya, jav. All happiness, misery, yash, apayash will become all one platform. Sama, no disturbance. I will do that because I have done that in the past also. I am very learned. I am a disciple of Brihaspati. But at the moment he first interacted with gopis, he understood all my so-called plans of treatment are not going to work here. That means I am a useless fellow here. But he was very sensitive to gopi situations. He wanted to help them still. At least, you know, whatever he can do, he was trying, he was meditating. He delivered letter to mother, father also. He delivered letter to gopis also. They had to express their emotions in variety of ways. But then he came to know that he is helpless, but he is understanding that when they describe about Krishna, their misery goes away, which was my purpose, to free them from miseries. And I see when they discuss about Krishna, enact their pastimes of Krishna when he was with them, that is relieving them, that is putting them in ecstasy. So he said, I will shut my mouth and just listen to them. So they took Uddhav to so many thousands of places. And instead of 2 days, 6 months, 180 days, he was just roaming around with them without speaking anything. No counseling, no giving, you know, pacifying, consoling, nothing. Only listening. And then he developed one desire. I must take the dust of the lotus feet of these gopis. Because they have such love for Krishna. And I think I am closest to Krishna, but I don't have that love for Krishna. And I want that love for Krishna, which they have, even staying far off from Krishna. And I am staying so close to Krishna, I don't have that love for Krishna. So, only when I get the dust of their lotus feet, charan dhuli, on my head, I will get the mercy of these gopis, Radharani and gopis, and I will understand the, you know, secrets of that love. Now, he was Brihaspati Shishya, elevated. One is enough. Who is Shishya of Brihaspati on earth? One is Bhishmadev and second is Uddhav. There are very few who could go to Brihaspati and learn. Gangadevi took Bhishmadev Devavrat and he became disciple for scriptural knowledge. And Uddhav was another one. Another man, I don't know. Demigods, of course, they are there only. Third is, he looked like Krishna only. Fourth is, he was Krishna's closest friend. Fifth is, he was Krishna's most trusted minister. He would eat, sleep, do hunting, joke, whatever, every activity. He was so close to Krishna. So, from all points of view, he had a very high position. Although he has become very humble, but he still has a high position. So, what is his sensitivity? He could have used his position and told, hey gopis, I am so impressed with you. Please give me your dust. I need it because I have understood you have so much love for Krishna. So please give me the dust of your lotus feet. It will save me, in bracket, so much of tapasya. He could have saved all that tapasya which he had to do to become blade of grass. If you would have just executed his power or position in the hearts of gopis, whatever position he had, just tell them, Mataji, please do this needful. But out of sensitivity to gopis, he decided not to embarrass them. Because embarrassing is another kind of suffering that you impose on some people. By divulging some important news of that person, which he has revealed in confidence to you, you tell somebody else, don't tell anybody, yeah, I'm telling only you. But this is how it is. And that person somehow comes to know that irrespective of telling you not to tell anybody, you have confidentially told somebody, which he has come to know. And how much embarrassment and pain that person goes through because you have done that. So Uddhav didn't want gopis to feel embarrassed. He's such a big person, messenger of Krishna, dear to Krishna, close to Krishna, is asking for dust. We cannot give such a person our dust. So what way he sought for doing that? He went to Krishna, gave all the reports, and went back to Vrindavan to become a blade of grass. And it is explained, and in that very life itself he became blade of grass. Now who does tapasya to become a blade of grass from a highest position? No one does that. Everybody does tapasya to go from lower to higher position. He is in the highest position and he wants to go to the lowest position. Only by one thought, that I have seen the gopis walking on the blades of grass very comfortably without any embarrassment. So let them give me, or I let me get the dust of the lotus feet very naturally without they feeling embarrassed. He chose to become blade of grass, Gulmalata. It's not easy. He could have saved all that trouble just by executing his power. But he didn't do that. That is the sign of advancement. Not he's being looking like Krishna, close friend of Krishna, the trustworthy minister of Krishna, looking, wearing crown of Krishna, coming on chariot of Krishna, all those things were there. But that did not affect him. He had become genuinely humble in front of the gopis. He was genuinely humbled. So, these sensitivities are small things. It looks like small, but they are very important. Gopis never understood that he has taken our dust. How much power he received by receiving that dust, you know? Krishna entrusted him to deliver his wives back to Godhead. Imagine. Because he knew that Uddhav is a qualified person who will deliver my wives. My Yaduvansha has been delivered. Now my wives are remaining. He sent them to Brajbhumi. He entrusted them with Parikshit and Vajranab and told them to take them to Vrindavan and further to Uddhav through Yamuna. And then he could speak Srimad Bhagavatam. He came out of the Gulmalata form into human form and spoke Bhagavatam to them. Again he didn't say, oh, you are wives of Krishna. You are supposed to be realized souls. How you feel separation from Krishna? No, he was so considerate to them. He was very considerate to them emotionally. And we can cite so many examples from scriptures. The point I'm trying to make is, sensitivity is the sign of spiritual advancement. And we all have to strive for it. We cannot take it lightly. We cannot take people lightly. Everybody has a heart which is sensitive as you have. And if you consider yourself, others to be very sensitive to you, you need to do the same thing to others. You cannot be harsh with others and expect sensitive to you. In fact, when you are harsh to others, you receive harshness only when you are most in pain. The way you treat others in pain, the same thing will happen to you. So at least for selfishness, we should become selfless. Finally, in Krishna consciousness, the highest selflessness is selfishness only. Because whatever you do selflessly benefits you first. Right? When you preach, what happens? When you tell Krishna to others, what happens? You are the first beneficiary of that. This is not true. While you are trying to benefit everybody, you get abundantly benefited. And when you want to do something for yourself only, neither you get benefited fully and nobody else gets benefited. In turn, you get misery in the hand. That's why Krishna consciousness, selflessness is actually the greatest selfishness. So all your personal needs are also fulfilled. You are also elevated. You also get, you know, bliss, blissful. You also get delivered. You also get liberation, everything. So let us all meditate on the thoughtful nature of Vidur. Thoughtful nature of Bhishmadev, Yudhishthira Maharaj, for his kinsmen. So many devotees have exhibited this wonderful quality. And that has helped and that has served, that has cared for people also. The last thing I would like to tell you, our Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, you know, although he is also preaching masses in many countries, different kinds of people, in different positions, but he never fails to take care of a very simple devotee in some village of India also. One time I remember, I was in too much of perplexity due to my younger daughter's situation. And I wanted to meet him, and he was supposed to go that day to America. Now, I was in dire need, so I had expressed, and you know, I think through you, somebody had sent a note to Maharaj, I want to meet you. And Maharaj said, oh, today I am going to America, today it is looks very difficult, but I will see. And he was supposed to go at 3 o'clock, and I am since morning sitting over here, and 11 o'clock was the time, but not possible, 12 o'clock, not possible. Then I thought, theek hai, we'll see. But you know, in the middle of packing his bags and doing his last meetings and all, at 2:30 he said, come to the Vrindavan garden. And he gave me 45 minutes and he solved one major issue in my daughter's health. Major issue. Like a psychiatrist, although he's not a psychiatrist, but as an expert psychiatrist and a doctor, he gave me some advice which really pacified the situation. And suppose he wouldn't have met me genuinely for genuine reasons, I would have been hanging on the same situation. I don't know, how would I talk afterwards? Umpteen number of times he has exhibited his highly sensitive nature to others' situations. And effortfully extending oneself beyond one's capacity, he has also exhibited. And he himself defines it. He says that, when you extend yourself beyond your limits, that is a sign of love. You don't extend yourself beyond your limits unless you have love for somebody. That is why he is a spiritual master, because he has that capacity to extend beyond limits for somebody's welfare. It may be a small thing from the whole community point of view, but for that person it is very important. It may turn his life upside down. From misery to happiness or happiness to misery. But the spiritual master, because he loves, he has that God-gifted capacity to feel and understand sensitively what the devotee needs. And for him, it's not that somebody is a multi-billionaire, so his sensitivity is more important, and somebody is a pauper in the village, in the farmer, it's not so important, it's not going to cause much difference. He looks at each and every person as spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, equally part and parcel of Krishna, not more or less part of Krishna. And that is why it's inspiring to go on performing the life of Krishna consciousness. Why we continue? Because we see such hope-giving situations, such pleasing situations, such nourishing situations, such enlightening situations, such inspiring situations, that we can also aspire to be one day like this. For whatever small group we are tending to, you know, and how we develop a strongly knit community just by sensitively taking care of each other, expressing our love, gratitude, appreciation for each other, you know, thoughtfully, in a planned way. So let us pray for each other. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Is there any question or any comment? Anyone has? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare